This is Dr. Mejia, the attending for the patient, Renita Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E, Renita, R-E-N-I-T-A, medical records 149-833, date of 7-20-1986, referring physician Dr. Amy Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, procedure performed colonoscopy, NAGD, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure June 25th, 2022, indications anemia, history of Crohn's disease, diarrhea, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, nodularity, or duodenum above, number 2, otherwise normal EGD, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, multiple small polyps in the colon, slightly pseudo polyps, next number, colitis, starting in the descending colon all the way to the cecum. Next number, internal hemorrhoids. Next number, normal terminal ileum, pair paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum, terminal ileum for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per to anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was good, pair paragraph. Operative procedures per double temple, pair terminal ileum was also examined, pair paragraph. Findings, EGD findings, oropharynx appear normal, pair paragraph. Esophagus appear normal, pair paragraph. Stomach, there's nodularity of the duodenum above, biopsies taken, period, biopsies were taken from mouth. Biopsies taken from antrum body, H. pylori, pair paragraph. Second portion of the duodenum appear normal. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, pair paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid, the rest of the rectum and sigmoid colon appear normal, period. Biopsies taken from the sigmoid colon, period. From the descending colon all the way to the cecum, there's edema, subepithelial hemorrhages, and ulceration of the mucosa with multiple small polyp formation, most likely pseudopolyps. A biopsy was taken from polyp in the transverse colon as well as in the ascending colon, period, paragraph. Biopsies were taken from the transverse colon, period. There's erythema, edema, erosions, and subepithelial hemorrhages in the transverse colon, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, and cecum, period. Biopsies were taken from the cecum, period. Ascending colon polyp was removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, period, paragraph. A transverse colon polyp was removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, period, paragraph. And a biopsy was taken from the transverse colon colitis as well, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, for a pathology report, this inflammation of the colon is consistent with moderate colitis, period. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports. Number 2, enteric inflammations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, patient needs to continue on prednisone for now, period. Next number, follow-up, depending on pathology reports, she most likely will be started on biologics, period. She will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to document mucosal healing.